Portraits, Essence and Expression is a selection of 20th century masterpieces from the collection of Jaime Botín on loan to the Fundación Botín, of which he is a trustee. This text by Andrés Trapiello, writer and expert on Solana's work, will help you to enjoy this artwork even more. Listen to it at your leisure. The Mask Maker, José Gutiérrez Solana. The most notable feature of this painting, in my opinion, is Emitrio's resemblance to the masks he makes. That is the real challenge, Solana would say. There is no Spanish painter throughout the entire 20th century, except Picasso, with a personality as pronounced as his. What is more, there are hardly any of Picasso's three-eyed women on the streets anymore. Yet nowadays we still find the types that Solana painted any time, anywhere, chatting with the bishop, or as ladies of the evening on Calle Desengaño. Emitrio was a friend of Solana's. His atelier was in the Plaza de Gabriel Miró, also known as Las Festillas, and Solana would go there to watch him work. He admired his friend's inventiveness. Sometimes he would suggest innovations, and Emitrio, who only used yellow, red and blue, in addition to white, would do them. We do not know whether this likeable old geezer was still alive in the 1940s, because the war closed in on Madrid, amidst secret police, bombs and hunger, sweeping many people away with it, and considerably thinning out the scene. I know that the painting is from 1944, but Solana also painted many dead people. If he was still alive, it was most likely Emitrio who made the masks that appear in Carnival Sunday, which Solana drew on Neville's request. It is impressive to see that great film. It's Solana's world in motion, the old streets of Madrid, the Rastro flea market, the dislocated types, women wearing grotesque masks, carnivals. Nietzsche said that everything deep loves a mask, and this is why Solana liked painting them so much, because he was a painter who peered inside. Sanchez Camargo says that Solana was bothered that Picasso plagiarized his horse in Bullring in Ronda and Bullring in Turrigano. I don't remember which one of the two, years after seeing them in Paris in 1928. He limited himself to saying, "That's just not right." He got his vengeance in the Mask Maker, making them cubist, Picassian. Except they are still alive. For example, the one that Emitrio is holding in this painting. He seems to be waiting for his creator to finally finish, to hear what Michelangelo said. "Speak, Moses!" Everything in Solana speaks. Everything is worth pondering. Everything peers inside.